This is a WBFO and AM 970 News special report. The U.S. Supreme Court upholds the President's Affordable Health Care Act. I'm Mark Scott. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to focus on local reaction to this historic decision. Area health care insurers are reacting favorably to the Supreme Court's decision. Independent Health President and CEO Dr. Michael Kropp says health care reform is now the law. He says it's now time to improve health care and make it affordable.
We can't improve the system if we've got a huge percentage of Americans outside of the system not getting access to the proven effective services that can keep them healthy.
Dr. Kropp says the bill sets the stage to get more people into the healthcare system.
This is Mark Leitner. Today's Supreme Court ruling removes a lot of uncertainty about the future of healthcare in this country. It comes as good news to the folks at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York and its tens of thousands of subscribers. Here's Don Ingalls, Blue Cross Blue Shield Vice President, State and Federal Relations.
For over 75 years, we've been committed to high-quality healthcare coverage, offering security and stability to our members. The ruling, we will continue to implement the law while working with policymakers to fix provisions in the Accountable Care Act that will increase costs.
The bottom line, nothing changes until 2014. The year the major provisions of the Affordable Care Act become effective. I'm Mark Leitner, WBFO and AM 970 News.
The Western New York Healthcare Association is applauding today's historic ruling. WBFO and AM 970's Eileen Buckley brings us more reaction.
I am thrilled that as a result of this, we will have a healthier Western New York.
John Bartermole is president of the Western New York Healthcare Association. The organization works to serve as an advocate and educator on healthcare issues. Bartermole believes the Affordable Health Care Act is already pure healthcare reform. Now it's up to the consumer to seek the services it provides.
We will work arduously to make sure that the primary care presence in Western New York is sufficient to handle the hundreds of thousands of people who will now have access to primary care as a result of having insurance.
Bartermole says the primary care capacity in this region is most worrisome. He calls it a tough practice and one of the lowest compensated part of the medical industry.
If newly insured can't get a primary care physician, then they're almost where they were before health care insurance.
Under the new law, insurance programs will have until 2014 to set up access for millions of Americans who would be seeking health insurance. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.
I'm Chris Kaya with reaction to the Supreme Court's decision to uphold the Affordable Care Act with Kaleida Health President and CEO James Caskey.
I frankly was a little surprised given the level of analytics that was going on about the constitutionality of individual mandate. But I think the separation of government into executive, legislative, and judicial, they weigh that it's constitutional to be able to have it, so that's the law.
Caskey says Kaleida has been pursuing some of the principles described in the Affordability Act, including changing the health care delivery model and realigning programs and services for several years.
And so when you look at how we've been consolidating services, how we've been aligning with the local payers like Blue Cross, how we've been working with our physicians, how we've created expanded programs in long-term care, home care, all of these are trying to find ways to bring greater value for the healthcare dollar spent.
And Caskey says, compared to many parts of the country, he believes the region is already a step ahead on reforming healthcare. Caskey points out New York State's open and liberal Medicaid eligibility rules has resulted in a higher number of people enrolled in Medicaid than in other states.
So I don't think we will see the influx of the insured, you know, going from uninsured to insured, as other states who have very poor Medicaid programs will see an influx of newly insured. I think other elements of the Affordability Act relative to the coverage of your adult children, I think the state mandate on Medicaid, that's going to affect other states, not New York. And so I think and the issues of innovation and trying to redesign the care, those are all going to be principles that we're going to be fully engaged with.
Chris Kaya, WBFO and AM 970 News.
Today's ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court has a very political dimension. It's likely to be a key issue in the upcoming presidential campaign. Our Albany correspondent, Karen DeWitt, talked with Albany law professor Vince Bonventri. He says he thought all along that Chief Justice Roberts' decision would be key to the ruling.
I was pretty sure where, you know, the libs were going to go, and I was pretty sure where Scalia, Alito, and Thomas were going to go. You know, Kennedy could always be the swing, but I was pretty convinced that Roberts was going to do something so his court wouldn't look awful, you know, like a bunch of partisan hacks.
Well, so that's what he's increasingly been portrayed that way, as partisan. I mean, we have your blog calling them a court of shameless partisans.
Well, they are. It's just really, you know, even
talk about that a little bit. Up to this point, you could really tell which camp everybody was in.
Sure. Well, if you look at the decisions of this court over the last few years on all the highly charged cases, you know, all the liberals vote the way, you know, Democratic politicians in the Senate would vote, and all the conservatives on the court, all four of them, they vote the way conservative Republicans in the Senate would vote. I mean, they're not behaving like judges. In the past, you know, we would have decisions, whether it's Brown versus Board of Education, Roe versus Wade, requiring Nixon to hand over the tapes, the flag-burning cases, where you would have, you know, some liberals joining the conservatives, some conservatives joining the liberals, you know, because it's different to be a judge than to be a partisan politician. And too frequently with this court, which is the reason why it deserves the reputation it's getting, is that you have four versus four, and it's not along the lines of any consistent constitutional philosophy on the part of either one of them. It's how would a Democratic politician vote? How would a Republican politician vote? And that's really a disgrace for the court.
Well, obviously, you think Roberts was aware of this and becoming concerned about his legacy. I mean, that probably had to play a part in how he decided today.
In fact, that was the reason I was persuaded that Roberts was going to join the libs on this one. And, you know, it was brilliant what he did. You know, I'm thinking really about Roberts' legacy like the legacy of the great Chief Justice John Marshall in the famous Marbury versus Madison case. In Marbury versus Madison, Chief Justice John Marshall just lambasted the Jeffersonians for what they did, but then ultimately held for them. That's what Roberts does in this case. He says that there's no commerce power for the federal government in order to have Obamacare, which is exactly what the Obama administration was arguing. So with that, he goes with the conservatives. But then all of a sudden, he plays this switch, and he relies on the taxing power of the federal government, right?
Yeah.
Everybody is looking at the federal government's power under the Commerce Clause, and he says, no, 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 you don't have that. But then he finds the taxing power.
Yeah, so in a way, he was able to beat them up over it, but find a backdoor way to keep it constitutional.
Isn't that a brilliant judicial tactician? Yes. And the American people now, who have been hearing and have been thinking that this is a terribly political court, they're now going to look at Roberts and they're going to say, well, you know, he really isn't that political. He really is a good judge. He's really done a lot to save his reputation.
Do you think you have to retitle your article now? Not a court of shameless partisans.
No, not at all, because on the Commerce Clause power, which I really think was the easy part, I mean, I think Obamacare should have been upheld on the Commerce Clause power. You know, it was completely partisan. You know, the Republicans the way the Republican senators want, and the Democrats the way the Democratic senators want. So, no.
Okay. Anything to add about this that I'm missing?
I think that, to tell you the truth, I think a couple of days ago when the court handed down the Arizona immigration ruling,
yes,
and Roberts sided with the liberals, and Scalia's dissent, which, you know, his dissents oftentimes are biting, his dissent just really seemed to just reek of anger and frustration. And when I read that, I said, I bet that's because he lost Obamacare. So Scalia has lost the two biggies, right? The two real big ones. And actually, if you throw in juvenile life sentences Monday, you know, he's just lost three huge ones, you know. So I think that was a precursor to this case.
Well, thank you very much.
Vince Bonventri is an Albany law professor. He talked with our Albany correspondent, Karen DeWitt. Our special coverage continues throughout the day, culminating with a one-hour wrap-up from NPR News at 7 o'clock this evening, followed by a special On Point at 8 o'clock. And then tomorrow morning, WBFO.org webcasts a 90-minute symposium on the ruling from Blue Cross Blue Shield.